On my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, we're getting down to the truth behind the names that you know and love. Unfiltered conversations with legends like Leanne Morgan, Kathy Griffin, Ricky Lake. Find out when they feel the most on par. We're breaking it down with Don Lemon, Aaron Parnas, Lamonte Jones, laughing it up with Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, many more. You know, the results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest moments in the games.
By Gaudreau, finds Trocheck. Back out to Barkley. Gaudreau, the shot! And Barkley, Gaudreau in overtime!
The biggest voices in sports.
You're asking me dumb questions, guys. Really dumb questions. Jesus. We done? Thank you.
The heartbreak.
Edmonton will finish plus five in goal differential, but without a Stanley Cup to celebrate. A devastating loss for Edmonton. An exhilarating win for Florida.
The celebrations.
A dream 30 years in the making.
Yeah!
Is a real.
Yeah!
The Florida Panthers have won the Stanley Cup.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
Damn straight, disembodied voice. It's the Bulletin Blitz here on the Bart Winkler Show. It is Wednesday, June 4th, 2025. And it's very appropriate that we lead off with the NHL Open of the Bulletin Blitz as the Oilers and the Panthers getting into a little kerfuffle with about 5.5 left to go in the third period. That game is tied 3 goals apiece. To see who's going to be able to take game one. I'm going with Oilers in 7. Bart, did you give a prediction?
I went with Oilers in 6.
All right, I like it. It's spicy. I'm just rooting for Canada at this point. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I live in the Northeast and, you know, not in the South. That's the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. Let's pivot to the NBA Finals, which will be game one tomorrow. The wait is finally over. The Oklahoma City Thunder will host the Indiana Pacers. One of these teams is going to win their first championship. I don't count that Seattle championship because they're in Oklahoma City now. Let's start with the Thunder. Here's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander speaking to the media on what's different about both these teams since the last time they played back in March.
I don't think they changed much. They were a really good team back then. They were on a roll back then. And they're on a roll now. I think I saw something like since January, us and them have the best records in the NBA. And they've been playing good basketball, so I don't think much has changed. They're going to be a tough opponent regardless. They were tough in March, and it'll be tough come Thursday.
So how do the Pacers stop SGA? SGA averaged at least 30 points against 22 of the 29 teams they faced this year. Shot better than 50% against 21 of them. And his 2 games against the Pacers, he had those stats and then some. He averaged 39 points, 7 boards, and 8 assists. Shot 55.6% overall. Was 7 of 11 for 3 and 21 of 23 from the stripe. So do you take a lot of stock in the games that they played previously this year? Maybe you do. Maybe you don't. If you do, SGA could be in for a monster series. Do the Pacers throw a Giannis Antetokounmpo-sized wall at him? Is that going to be the way to do it? I'm not sure, but SGA, I'm sure, is looking to feast in this series.
Well, and it's just not just SGA, too. They got a quality team up and down. Chet Holmgren, Isaiah Hartenstein, Lou Dort. You know, there's a couple of guys that they can beat you with, and that's what Rick Carlisle is going to have to deal with. He knows that they're going up against a very special Thunder team.
It's the greatest opportunity. It's also the greatest challenge. Because, you know, we're going against an opponent that really, you know, on metrics, has, you know, really change the game.
Rick Carlisle, 83-83 in the playoffs, so a 500 clip. He's 993-960 all-time in the regular season, but that record has him 11th in all-time victories. Rick Carlisle's 65. Rick Carlisle's been the coach of the Pacers twice. I don't quite think we realize how long Rick Carlisle's been around, and of course he won a championship with Dallas in 2011. So a lot of legacies can be created, a lot of legacies can be started or built upon. Rick Carlisle's got a lot to gain if he finds a way to win a second championship with a second team, of course, trying to do that with the Indiana Pacers.
Yeah, for sure. He'll be in rare air once you get multiple. Can start to change the conversation surrounding your career. Let's go to a team that's not in the finals because they got knocked out by the Pacers. They maybe not so suddenly, shockingly, fired Tom Thibodeau, and that's the Nine Knicks. Here's SNY's Ian Begley on if Johnny Bryant is going to be the guy to replace Tom Thibodeau.
Well, look, the timing is interesting because he reportedly is a finalist for the Phoenix Suns job. And so Phoenix may be making a decision soon. But I wouldn't necessarily connect those dots and term Johnny Bryant a strong candidate. I don't think that's the case at the moment. I think the Knicks are more likely to take their time. I don't think they're trying to beat the buzzer, beat Phoenix to a decision here. I think they're gonna more likely to take their time and talk to different coaches. And look, if Bryant is an option after the Phoenix thing, maybe he's continues to be on their radar. But I don't think they did this with the idea that we need to beat the Suns in hiring Johnny Bryant.
Well, and they didn't, because the Suns went ahead and hired Cavs assistant Jordan Ott
household
as their next head coach. He's 40 years old. He's been an NBA assistant coach since 2012. He's got a lot of creativity on his resume. Good with player development. Tough. A strong communicator. So the Suns, who I thought would maybe also be in the market for a big name, went with a guy who is a big name. If you are an assistant coach freak and you love assistant coaches. Otherwise, not so much. But Johnny Bryant, still available if that is who the Knicks decide to hire.
Yeah, and there's a couple of names that are out there. I'm sure we'll get into a little bit more when Dexter Henry joins us in about 12 minutes or so.
Next hour, Derrick Henry.
No, Dexter Henry.
Don't do that when he's
I've already deleted it. Although I will ret you out easily. Let's switch gears and go to No Fun League. I'm kidding. It's the NFL, which is the National Football League. There's plenty of fun there for the refs. Let's go down to the Dallas Cowboys. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. Micah Parsons expected to show up for mandatory training camps. He's still without a contract extension going into essentially his lame duck year. Stephen Jones got a little testy with reporters when he was asked about Micah Parsons.
Where you guys are with Micah in that situation?
No different than anything else. I'll let you know when it happens.
Has there been any more conversation?
I'll let you know when it happens.
Disappointed at all that he's not here?
No. I mean, that's part of the business. I mean, all teams go through it. And that's part of the business.
Do you expect him to be here next week?
You'd have to ask Micah.
Thanks for being able to manage.
If we're going to talk about Micah, I'm headed in here. Seriously, I don't need to talk about Micah. I've said all I'm going to say about it. Are we clear? Okay.
One way to stop the questions about Micah Parsons would be to sign to an extension Micah Parsons, who you're going to sign to an extension anyway, so let's just get it done. They negotiated against themselves with Dak Prescott. They did the same with CeeDee Lamb, where they drew that out longer than it needed to be and then didn't give those guys any less money than they wanted in the first place. Micah Parsons, for what it's worth, tweeting, "I will be there, minicamp. I haven't missed a minicamp in 4 years. Even though the contract is not done, I have teammates and a playbook. I'm preparing as if I will be on the field for the first week of camp, but it's in the owner's hands I'm ready to win a Super Bowl. So I don't think he could be any more clear about his intentions with that tweet.
You want to win a Super Bowl, go to another team. Let's go to their NFC East rival. Let's go to their rival in the Philadelphia Eagles. This audio came out of left field, really out of nowhere, but I guess it makes sense considering he's a running back. Here's Saquon Barkley, or as I like to call him, Snaquon Barkley. Ooh. His thoughts on retirement.
I'll probably be one of those guys that it'll be out of nowhere. Like, I'll probably just wake up one day, whether it's next year or 2 years or 4 years, like, and just be like, yeah, it's over. I don't think I will ever lose that passion. The competitive nature is always going to be there, but you know, I like probably my favorite player of all time is Barry Sanders. So probably similar to that. Maybe one day, like, it'll be out of nowhere. I'll probably be balling and just be like, yeah, call it quits.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Weird that he was asked, and weird answer. Also, I think I'm going to look to trade him away.
1,000%.
In some of my dynasty leagues here. Whether it's the Madden curse or not, I just feel like Saquon Barkley's offseason has been a little too full of Saquon Barkley, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure that I want to be along for that ride from a fantasy football perspective. Guy had 2,000 yards last year, 13 touchdowns. He is not going to match that. Also, he'll be focused on a bit more from defenses. I don't know. I'm not. Consider me low on a Saquon Barkley big season.
Yeah, sell high if you have him. That'd be my advisement. And here's my wish. Saquon Barkley announces that he retires tomorrow. Get him out of the Eagles. I hate him. Sport fan-wise, not personally. I don't know him. Let's get one last one in here. Well, I guess one of the reasons why Ben Johnson got the job in Chicago as the head coach for the Bears is his attention to detail. Because one of the things that he's emphasizing within the new Bears outlook, their system, and how they present themselves, he had a message to DJ Moore and the rest of the team about bad body language, and DJ Moore responded to Ben Johnson's advice.
Just don't do it. Just keep it inside. We'll talk about it later, and just don't put it on film. Don't put it on TV so you guys can't run with it. So that's how it is. Be honest right now, and then we ain't going to talk about it. I did it once, and then we nipped it in the butt, and it's never happened again.
So over the years, somebody's body language has come up a lot in doing shows, and I tend to take the side of, what do we really know? We don't really know what's going on. We don't know what they're thinking. But more often than not, when there is bad body language, you can be the body language police, because it's bad body language for a reason. It means they are unhappy or not satisfied or angry. You don't enjoy what's happening and then sulk on the sidelines. So I think that is sage advice from the new head coach.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.